At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I feel like a lot of times we don't even realize that even the harvest that we be praying for is work itself. And I don't think we necessarily expected the podcast to become a podcast. But I feel like, okay, this is a harvest that God has blessed us with, but this is gonna take work.
One thing that I know that I had to do was stop overextending. I realized that people really don't care about like how talented you are or what your intention is, but it's really just about like, how do you make this person feel? When a person mentioned your name in this room, they have a story about you, and what is that story that they say about you? You make that person feel bad during that experience, they'll hold on to that.
It is important though for you to not just harvest all the fruit from the work that you did and just not start doing more work. So once all that fruit is gone from the work that you did a year ago, 2 years ago, now since you haven't done any new work, you don't have any new fruit. So now you have nothing.
Hey, what's good, y'all? Welcome to Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about business and the life of a young adult. I'm Travion.
Hey, guys. I'm Yanni.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jada.
And we are Growing
Pains
Podcast. Yeah, big game.
Y'all look nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jada girl.
Y'all look nice, too.
Y'all look nice, too, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You got on, like, a follow vibe.
You know,
we used to be a little hurt on our episodes.
A little hurt? What that mean?
Oh, my God. Y'all don't say that? We used to say that back home.
What does that mean?
Like, we used to be a little hurt. Like,
it's like, that's... I'm hurting.
No, like, back in Texas, we would say, like, oh, she hurt. Like, she, that's exactly. Like, she don't.
That's that Texas.
Like,
oh,
I look a little hurt.
Okay, I can't lie. It's like, last summer, I can speak for myself. I did look a little hurt.
I look real hurt.
Especially in the clips. Like, it get everything. All your skin.
My lips was so dry. It was me crackly.
Detail, dog.
No, I remember on Alex or somebody episode, my lips looked like they were about to crack, bro. I was like, them
no
just.
No chest. What? No lips.
It's like, I'm not posting any clips from
there. Literally, no. That was literally your face. I was like, I'm definitely not posting none of these clips. Lips dry, skin dry, hair dry, everything.
Look at you now.
Dry.
Lip gloss, glossy skin, looking real moist.
I used to come on there. I remember one time I came on there with no haircut. I looked bad. Really?
You
I was
did.
Like,
you used to come on with no haircut.
No, but Jada, it was because. All right.
Should I even look dusty? Yeah.
She's like, you did look a little dusty. But I had to tighten up because I wouldn't schedule my barbershop appointments until after. So yes. I would be like, bro, you just got to get on here. But I would never again, never again.
Bro, yeah, we'd be like, looking presentable, though.
Huh?
We'd be looking presentable now, though.
Definitely. Yeah. I'd be wearing tennis shoes now. Because,
you know, clips, like, in order for you to get pushed in the algorithm, they're not going to put you in the algorithm
exactly.
You looking dusty.
That is true.
And that's not true, bro. Because some of my clips, I looked at dusty, and they it's like, please stop reposting it.
Well, I talk about my clips. My clips, them jokes was dusty, bro. I was like, don't share this.
No, that's how it used to be, but we be doing our big one now.
For sure.
Praise God.
Look at the growth.
Working out and stuff.
For right. Sure.
Eating all good. Eating healthy.
Exactly. Taking care of the hair, the skin,
exactly.
The body.
All of that.
Chasing his dreams. Striving towards a vision.
Dating.
We trying.
Why I keep skipping
exactly,
over that?
Trey.
Dating.
Dating.
Yeah.
Trey.
Yo, why y'all trying to flip the script anyway?
Trey, you the one who brought up the word.
Bruh, I was just saying the things that we've been doing.
Anyways, moving on. Moving on.
Everybody get awkward when we bring up a little dating.
Y'all, I haven't been on a date in I don't know how long.
Literally.
Literally have not been on it.
Anyways,
I have
my
not been taken on a date in so long.
Me either. I
haven't had a man in forever, so I don't know what you're
talking about. I've been on a date, Trey?
I don't know. I'm not sharing your business. Because I don't want my business told.
I'm just saying.
You started it.
Exactly.
Anyways, next. Let's go into the next thing.
Now you want to move on.
Let's get to the episode.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about getting lazy with opportunities and taking things for granted.
Yeah.
This is something that I feel as though I have really experienced a lot. And yeah, so let's get into it.
All of us have experienced this recently.
We was all being lazy.
I didn't want to speak
We were.
For
yeah, for
we
sure.
Because I feel like we all kind of had that realization of like, oh no, we got to lock in for real. Like,
yeah.
What do y'all think it was? Like, what did y'all see that was different from any other time? Like, all right, we really slacking.
I definitely feel like we got comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
We got comfortable with resources, with opportunities.
I think when I seen things start going away, I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
I think that was probably the realization for me too. Like, okay, if you're not using a resource, I just gonna take it away, bro.
Yeah, like stuff started getting taken away too quickly. I was
like,
hold
ooh, slow down.
Literally.
I'm like, really back in?
No, for sure, bro.
But I know for me and you, we were on the call, Jada, mm-hmm. and that's when you had mentioned something on the phone, like just saying like what's different from people that's doing well and like people that's not. I don't know if you want me to go into that.
I don't remember.
You were literally on the phone. That's how that
Jada,
whole
call came. I know we were on the phone.
We were watching somebody, a content creator.
Yeah.
We were watching a content creator, and we were looking at their content. We were like, yeah, they dope. And you was like, I wonder what sets me apart from them and myself.
Oh.
Remember I was on vacation?
Yeah.
That time.
Okay.
And then that's when we got into that whole conversation. Like,
I didn't say what sets me apart, but I was like, oh, dang, she done made like $10 million off her business in like 3 years. I was like, that's hard. And I was like, essentially thinking like, I could do that. Like, why am I not doing that?
Bruh, you trying to make it sound good. That's not what you said.
That was how it was. And then we started getting into how, like, we were slacking for real.
I'm going to let you slack.
Bruh, Trace, that's not how it
that's
went.
That's not what she said,
I bruh. Barely remember the conversation.
Exactly. So how you going to tell me?
I just remember I was out. Y'all called me. Y'all was like, I was out on vacation. They was like, you got a few minutes? First of all, they texted it. Mm-hmm. They got on the phone. They was like, we got to lock in, bro. And I was like, no, y'all right. Because I was everything y'all say is stuff I was thinking. But something I'm thankful for is we was all on the same page. Like, although mm-hmm. that was the first conversation we had, mm-hmm. I'm glad we all had our own realization about it. And then it just, like, clicked. And now we just been pushing each other, like, trying to, bro, y'all remember that one time we went to that one person's house?
Oh.
Let's not talk about that.
No.
Let's.
Okay, well, no, no Yanni, don't bring that up, bruh.
Okay, we're not going to talk about it. I'm just saying. We've been trying to do as much as we can.
Yo, anyways. Okay, so basically, we just started noticing different things. Like, the people that we were around, different people.
We was around like, some ghetto stuff.
We were just around some ghetto stuff this summer. And it was just like, we didn't go to Invest Fest. We didn't go to so many things. And it was like, bro, what are y'all doing? Yeah. Locked in. So, one thing that I know that I had to do was stop overextending. Because I feel like that plays a lot into everything. Like, I basically was overextending myself and doing so much that it was like I was overextending mess rather overextending like character.
You have an example?
It, like basically taking on too much. Like if I'm working on a project, I'll take on another project. Like two big projects at one time. And it's like now you're overextending mess because now you're not delivering. That's you know what good. I'm saying? Or you're overpromising. So in that instance, that's where I had to realize that it's not about you just taking it on because you got the talent, but it's like, how's your character showing up in this moment? Because I realize that people really don't care about like how talented you are or what your intention is, but it's really just about like, how do you make this person feel? And if you make that person feel bad during that experience, they'll hold on to that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So this is our brand.
Yeah.
We gotta make sure we upkeep it. And yeah, I just learned that okay, I can't keep taking opportunities for granted because things are starting to be pulled away.
You know what I'm
saying? Real quick. If you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in.
Tap in, twin. Take a 5-second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got vlogs. We got challenges. We got Silent Library. We got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
now. What are you doing?
Go subscribe. Stand on business. Go stand on business.
Stand on business. Yeah.
Let's get back into the episode.
So what I just remembered an example of a friend who did something similar as far as like they got this opportunity in Atlanta and was getting like just opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, mm-hmm. was in a great environment and they're making all this money in this environment, getting all these high profile clients, and then out of nowhere, they slowly, since they're reaping the benefits of like the work that they just like was the work that they were just doing in like the previous seasons, like they were going hard consistently for like a good 2 years straight. And after those 2 years, they're reaping the fruit. And then now they start to do less work. It's so much fruit coming their way. They're doing less work and less work. And so I feel like what happened with them is they basically forgot that you still have to keep planting seeds. Now there is a season for like sowing and there's a season for reaping.
Yep.
So it's not like you always have to do both simultaneously at the same time, but I feel like it is important though for you to not just, oh, harvest, like reap the harvest, like, you know, like get all the fruit from the work that you did and just not start doing more work. Mm-hmm. Because once all that fruit is gone from the work that you did a year ago, 2 years ago, well, now since you haven't done any new work, you don't have any new fruit.
Yep.
So now you have nothing. Now your fruit is gone. And now it's like you almost have to start over back from ground zero to plant seeds again, to put in more work. And so you have to be like mindful of that balance. Like, yes, when you're in a season where you're receiving all this fruit, it is good to take a little pause, but not too much. Like, you can't take your foot off the gas that much. And I feel like that's what we did. We were getting a lot of fruit. I feel like thing after thing after thing, I feel like was really like coming together for us. And it's like, okay, doing less work. Less work, posting less, doing it, like all these different things, we're doing less, like, and so I just feel like that was our issue.
That's good, and something that came to mind when you said that made me think, like, I feel like a lot of times we don't even realize that even the harvest that we be praying for is work itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we sow, then you reap the harvest, but even the harvest, that's a lot, too, so like this. I don't think we necessarily like expected the podcast to become a podcast. Like, it was kind of a spontaneous thing that happened.
Yeah.
But I feel like, okay, this is a harvest that God has blessed us with, but this is gonna take work. Like,
we got
blessed with this, but it's like, y'all still gotta edit the videos, y'all still gotta post, y'all still gotta engage
with
the community.
But we stopped working.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The harvest, you have to work on the harvest.
No, for real. And the one thing that really I started to notice is that, as I mentioned, like, this is our brand. So every brand, like, a brand is just simply like a name and it tells a story. So when a person mentioned your name in this room, they have a story about you. And what is that story that they say about you? You know what I'm saying? So I really had to learn, like, okay, the tides are starting to shift. You know what I'm saying? It's like people are starting to have more, less like positive experience, more than like more negative experience than positive experiences. And once I realized that, everybody, like, it's like basically an example of when you go to school, like a teacher may say something, your parent may think like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, I know my child.
Yeah.
Another teacher may say something. It's like, okay, cool. Let me address this. Mm-hmm. A third teacher says something. It's like, okay, cool. Like, now something this like has to be makes, true because it's something about you that is showing up in every instance in this scenario. Everybody isn't lying on you. You know what I'm saying? And once I started to realize that, like, multiple people are saying the same exact story in different ways. Like, it don't even have to be the same exact, but the character flaw of lack of communication, not delivering, not overpromising, all of those things. That's when I realized, okay, cool. Like, it's something about you. It's not these people. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's so good. Mm-hmm. Like, what you said, one of the worst things I feel like that could happen is when things go from when your name is mentioned in a room And when your name is mentioned in the room, it's always positive things. So-and-so is so talented. You should work with so-and-so. To, oh, I don't think you should work with them. Oh, they did this. Today they did that. Like, all these different things. Like, that is such a terrible situation to be in, because honestly, your name is everything. It really is. Like, I was reading a book that said, your name for yourself is essentially, what word did they use? They said your name for yourself is essentially
your bond?
No, well, basically, like, that's your capital. There we go. So your name is essentially your capital, a poor man's capital. So it's like, if you don't have money to get yourself into certain rooms or get certain resources, your name, your word, your character, the type of person you are, that is your capital. And so it's just like, I feel like we were really getting lazy, even if we just don't even attach it to what people are saying about you and your... like, I guess what people are saying, like, as far as your connections. But even when it goes to things like when people talk about you, they used to probably say, oh, this person is always working. Bro, they be everywhere. They going hard. Bro, they always posting. They always do putting in the work. To, I don't ever see them post no more.
Yeah.
I don't ever see them do this. I feel like they low-key kind of getting, like, lazy. Like, people notice, bruh.
People do notice.
They do.
They do.
And when they do notice, I notice, like, the energy towards you, like, when they see you, like, all of that changes. And that doesn't feel good at all. So I, like, really had to look at myself and, like, work on the things that I needed to work on in order to change that. Because you got to think about it. Everything has a name attached, like, cameras, you know, the equipment that we use for content. Like, for example, like, CapCut. People started using CapCut literally because of the story that people had behind it. Like, yo, CapCut got the best editing. You know what I'm saying? You do Target versus Walmart. Like, the story attached to Walmart compared to the story attached to Target is two different.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn, even. Like, your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Different things, or the story between McDonald's coffee and Starbucks coffee is going to be two totally different experiences. And that's, like, the most important part is, like, what story does your brand tell? Like, what experience do people feel? Is it a positive or a negative one?
Yeah.
And if it's negative, it's, like, it can change, but it's going to be a long fight to, like, get out of that once you already have shown who you are multiple times.
Yeah,
you
know that's what I'm good. Saying? So it's like, what type of interactions are you having with people when it comes to your name and what experiences attached to your name? But, okay, so I noticed the one thing we said as far as, like, not getting lazy with opportunities anymore is awareness. Because we say, okay, first thing is we all noticed it. But for the people that's like, okay, yeah, I have been getting lazy with opportunities, what are two other things y'all would say that's, like, helped y'all get back to the grind and start not being lazy with opportunities anymore?
That's good.
I do feel like the main thing is awareness. But then after that, it's like making a plan. So we started thinking, oh, well, what should we do? Like, what should we do to start fixing things? What should we do to start improving things? And so it's like, that once you become aware of something, make a plan. Start saying, how can I fix this thing that I just became aware of? How can I make it better?
That's what I was going to say. I feel like next thing would be intentionality. Like, okay, now you know it's time for you to actually do something. Because if you keep saying, oh, like, we keep, you know, missing these opportunities, or, you know, the harvest is starting to dwindle a little bit, or whatever the case may be. It's like, you can't keep saying it. Okay, be aware. Now you have to actually do something about it. What's up, y'all? Real quick, I know you guys are enjoying this episode, but I just want to speak to all my Christian streetwear brand owners. So as you guys know, and if you don't, I have my own Christian streetwear brand called Wise Label. And in my journey of 3 years of owning this brand, I have experienced a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows. I've experienced wanting to cry, scream, and throw up. I've experienced it all. But the thing is, I've been able to bounce back off of that. And I know even you watching this video, you may be at a point where you want to start your clothing brand, where you want to grow it, where you feel stuck, where, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you want to 10X in it. And I know exactly how you feel. So I actually launched my first ebook. In this ebook, I put every single lesson, every single hardship, every single tip that I've got in this brain in this book. It's filled with game. And on top of that, I am starting one-on-one mentorship. And this is going to be for my brand owners that feel like they want exclusive help with me. For this, it's only going to be a few people, but for the ebook, it's open for everybody. It's definitely going to be an investment you won't regret. So if you're interested, the link is in the bio. Now let's get back into this episode.
Yeah, I just remembered another step. Mm-hmm. So remember how when we were in the car, I realized that we needed to focus on the root. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why are we doing this? Yeah. And we realized, like, it could be a little bit of, like, our self-image. Maybe we don't see ourselves as, like, oh, we should be in certain rooms anymore, or we should be around certain people. Or, you know, like, I feel like finding out the root is also important of, well, why am I being lazy with opportunities? Why am I taking opportunities for granted? Mm-hmm. What made me go from putting in all this work to kind of taking my foot off the gas? Like, get to the root of why you're doing this. Otherwise, you're going to get caught up in, like, I don't want to say dopamine. It's more so just this temporary high of putting in work. And then, but because the root is still there, eventually you're just going to stop doing the work again. Mm-hmm. Because the root of why,
you have to fix the root.
Exactly. The root of why you started being lazy, the root of why you started slacking or taking things for granted is still there.
That's yeah, good. For sure. And the main thing that I would say is definitely just setting things within your calendar that blocks off time for you to focus on this one thing. So, like, for example, one thing we noticed, we weren't networking as much anymore. And so with that being said, we had to block off time in our schedule saying that on this day, we're going to go out and meet people. You know what I'm saying? And that goes back to going back to the root of what did you used to do? Going back to the root of the inner work that you have to do, but what's the outer work that you were doing? So what were you doing as far as getting out? Like, what were you doing to get your name positively spoken about in different rooms? And yeah, that's like the main thing, doing the inner work, seeing what do you need to change in yourself, because how you see yourself is only how you're going to operate and execute on things. And with that being said, it's like you may start to pull back or refrain from doing the things that you were doing because you don't feel as though you're qualified for that. But if you know for sure, like, the fruits of my labor are going to reap as I continue to build, then you're not going to change the plan. Like, a lot of times we change the plans because we don't think it's going to work. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when you know it's going to work, you're going to continue to build and continue to build, because it's not just the overnight process. You're not going to just get all of the things that you want in life and reach a certain standpoint or a goal without doing the work. You know what I'm saying? So that's like the main thing, is doing inner work and outer work in order to get a positive result.
That's good. I feel like y'all hit it. I'll say one more thing is, looking at what's hindering you when it comes to these opportunities, like what keeps coming up where you feel like this is more important than this opportunity you want. So for us, I feel like we noticed that, okay, we wanted to go to the event after InvestFest, but next thing you know, a whole bunch of little stuff started coming up. We chose that over that, or we didn't like stick to the plan, you know?
Yeah. So okay, like, as you said, like how you had to do your hair, like it was little reasons that didn't make sense as to why we canceled to go to that event. Yeah, for one, exactly. It was an event and they were basically providing like free tickets or something. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, it was like you already, like, we already have connected with these people. They were saying that, basically, they sent out a mass email saying that, like, if you didn't get there on time, there's no chance that you'll possibly make it in. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if y'all would have just, if we would have just went on time, there wouldn't have been no question about us getting in. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, it was just like, oh, well, I got to do my hair. I got to work. And it's like, you knew the event was coming up days before. Like, why are you just now talking about on the day of, like, oh, I can't go because of this reason that I already knew I was intending to go to this
Yeah, thing. That's my ultimate point. Like, what are the little things you feel like keep hindering you from these opportunities? Do you feel like, oh, I need to get this first before I do this? Or, oh, do I need to accomplish this before? Like, what are these little things you feel like that keep stopping you from actually flourishing in these opportunities God is giving you?
Yeah, for sure. And when you start to see that, like, this is a constant, like, a lot of the habits or patterns that you operate or you tend to act as, like, it'll be consistent, so you'll consistently see that thing come up over time. Mm-hmm. And people will actually say it about you. If you're a person that's always late, people are gonna mention that to you. If you're a person that always show up, people are gonna mention that to you. But the overall thing is getting in people's good graces, not for the sake of, like, trying to be an opportunist or different things like that, but more so just to have a clean slate name. It's not only, you don't just build a clean name just by not scamming people or not taking people's money and just running off with it, but you also build a good name by having good character. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, the main thing that I realized over these last couple of months where I was like, yeah, I definitely gotta lock in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I forgot to pull up to make it make sense. So oh, I'm trying to pull it up now. Sorry.
Nah.
Talk.
No, but I definitely feel like we have a new, like, fire inside of us. Like, I'm noticing all of us are definitely way more intentional now.
Yeah.
Now that after we had that awareness, which I'm thankful for, because I feel like that shows, like, okay, if once we know something, it's like we're going to change it. We're not just going to sit around and keep complaining or blame people.
Yeah.
No, we're going to take accountability and we're actually going to, like, do something about it.
I can't lie. I was honestly, like, I feel like I was blaming people a little bit.
You were?
Bit.
Who were, like, you blaming?
It wasn't necessarily blaming them, like, oh, I'm not having this way. I'm not having my way with this because of you. But it was more so like, okay, you're calling me out about this, but you do this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I see.
And it's like, you can't really call somebody else out for what they're doing just because they're calling you out about,
like,
what you're
doing.
Like,
two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, like, two wrongs don't make a right. And basically, it's like, at the end of the day, your character flaw or the things that keep showing up is still present. So no matter what they did, it's still going to show up.
That's
even in
true.
Another relationship where somebody may have operated better and you still showed up as that same person. You know what I'm
saying? Because it's like, I feel like, then, like, looking at other people's flaws, it makes you kind of deflect on your own. Because it's like, okay, yes, they do this, but you still have that character flaw. So that's, like you say, it's going to continue to show up no matter what relationship or opportunity you have. Although you're deflecting now, you're going to keep having the same problem in each relationship because you haven't fixed yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Period.
That's good. You got one?
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. So, great episode.
Definitely.
I was about to look at the wrong camera. But I was about to stare at the light. It's like, that's not a camera. Okay, y'all. So for today's Make It Make Sense, where?
We give advice to,
y'all are
to young adults.
Growing through life.
Exactly. Yeah.
Today's question is, how do I stay motivated when I feel like my business or creative projects aren't progressing as fast as I want them to?
Ooh. Why you like turning your neck like that when you read it?
Because this is a good question.
No, that's actually a great question, bro, because I experienced it so many times.
Yes.
Like, literally feeling like giving up when I don't see it working out the way I want it to, or it's not working out as fast, or comparing your growth to other people's, or compare your business to other people's. Like, I did that so many times.
Yeah.
I feel like, so it says, what do you do?
So how do I stay motivated when I feel like my business or creative projects aren't progressing as fast as I want them to? I feel like, well, our launches, that's kind of where we are right now. Because, like,
for sure,
we keep trying to put them out
and
they
sure.
still haven't happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What's y'all take on it?
How do you
stay motivated?
Stay motivated. Motivation is going to die out. So it's about the discipline and the consistency with going with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to, if you're expecting instant gratification, the same way you got it is how you're going to lose it. You know what I'm saying? And it may not be exactly how you lose it, but it is going to have some correlation to it. Like, you can't expect for I'll put it this way. You want longevity. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for a quick way to like make some money or to reap the benefits of what you're producing, it's not going to last. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so much that has to be built. Like, we've been doing this, like the podcast, for a year, and it's still so much that we have to learn. Mm-hmm. Even from my business, I've been doing graphics and YouTube and entrepreneurship for about like 3 years now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still going through. We literally just talked about character and having to not take opportunities for granted. So if I would have got everything that I wanted now, like, who's to say that I would have even been able to sustain it? You know what I'm saying? So
that's real.
It's not about the motivation, but the discipline to keep going because you know what the end goal is.
No, I'm not going to lie. I agree to that. Yeah, motivation is not always going to be there, but discipline will. Mm-hmm. I feel like to add to that, I would say look at what you're doing and seeing if it's even working. Because a lot of times you're working hard on the wrong thing, or you're working hard and you're not taking the right steps forward. So I would say look through and see, okay, what's working, what's not working, what should I do more of? Like, you're always, the data is always going to be in front of you. So if you're posting content, look through your data. What content is working well? How do I format the content? What font do I need to start using? What sounds? Start doing more of that if you feel like that's the type of content that works for you. If you have a brand, notice, okay, I get more clients when I reach out to this many people before this time. Like, notice the data and start doing more of what's working.
Sure. That's good. I would say to stay motivated when you feel like your business or creative projects aren't progressing or progressing fast. I feel like you have to have a strong why. I feel like that is something that will always bring you back to why am I doing this, or okay, this is why I should keep going. And so I feel like when you have a strong why, that can be like some sort of motivation. Mm-hmm. I know for me, I have to keep reminding myself, I have to do this because this is something that God told me to do.
Yeah.
And so when I do have my low moments, having like a strong why, it could be, oh, I got a baby on the way, or, oh, this is really going to help my family, or I just know this is going to impact a lot of people. Regardless of what it is, I feel like a strong why is something that'll definitely help you keep going when you feel like I'm not seeing any progress. And also just practice patience with yourself.
For sure.
Patience and grace, for real. Everything just doesn't always happen when you want it to or how you want it to. So yeah, that would be my little two cents.
That's good.
For sure. And that is the end of this episode. So let them know where they can find Growing Pains.
What should they comment?
Comment. I don't know.
Comment.
comment motion.
Oh, I was. Motion. Okay. I was gonna say like new fruit or something.
Yeah.
Comment new fruit. New fruit.
Why is it so deep? Just like you're like new fruit. You trying to think of a book title.
New fruit. Change the fruit.
How to get new fruit in 2025.
Bro, just comment motion, bro.
That's y'all so, some like, haters. Sophisticated. Y'all been hating on me new all day. Fruit. Y'all told Zell I dropped his baby.
That wasn't us. That was
I didn't
Avion.
Say anything.
We didn't
that was
say
literally
anything.
Avion. My mouth
no,
was shut.
I did not drop him.
You were about to.
I wasn't.
She was.
The baby was like. And you bruh. Said.
No. She said, oh my God. Threw him up in the air. No, that was crazy.
Y'all trying won't to cover my child. Mothering skills. Dang.
But yeah, comment motion yes, and let them know motion, where they can find.
Follow us on IG and TikTok at Growing Pains Pod. And then make sure y'all are streaming on audio. And if you're listening to audio, tap into the visuals because, yeah, the visuals is late. Okay? Y'all can follow me at Yanni Bradshaw and my Christian streetwear brand, Wise Label. Also, y'all, I created a Christian clothing brand course on how to start your clothing brand from scratch, literally from zero. So if y'all want to build a clothing brand, go tap in.
For sure. And you can follow me at Royal Travion. You're going to see some dope edits on there, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And you can follow my creative agency at Royalty Made It. You'll also see some dope edits on there, so let's get it.
And y'all can follow me at I Am Jada Ellis for my personal and at I Am, no, I'm no, it's not. And
Jael Official
for my fashion brand. And if you want to learn how to sew or learn how to drape, follow at Ellis Sew & Co.
Ellis Sew Co.
For sure. Ooh, y'all a little rusty.
What? We ate that up.
Exactly.
You don't forgot your name?
I didn't.
You ain't no make it make sense?
I knew it. I just want to see if you knew it.
All right, y'all. That's the end. We appreciate
y'all. Bye, y'all.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.